Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith, in your process, even in that place of your making. You're going to be encouraged to know that God is with you and He's for you, and that as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you're going to be changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, and depth to depth. It is in this process of there, this Abraham walk that Galatians 3 talks about, that if we have the faith of Abraham, then the promises of God are ours. And so we understand that the promises of eternal life as we receive Jesus as a Lord and Savior, those things are ours. But the faith that Abraham had, the patience and the faith that he has, had to be built in him. It was a process of being built. And God wants us to have that faith for that there place that He's calling us to, that process of where He's taking us to. And as we patiently believe, receive, wait, and obey Him, we will see all that He has for us. We're going to look today in the book of Judges, and we're going to look at what it feels like when you feel like God has forgotten you. I just want to encourage you when it feels like God has forgotten you and when it feels like things are not going the way that God has promised you, and it looks or appears as if he is not with you or for you. When you understand that, then you know that God himself has not forgotten you. Then you know that what you're going through is only a process. Now, when you look at Judges, the sixth chapter, we see that the Midianites had basically come and they had pressed Israel. And this oppression had lasted for 7 years. They would go in, it was harvest time, and they would steal their food, their grain, anything that they had harvested, they had stolen it. And so the children of Israel had to adapt, and they learned a different way of producing their harvest. They learned a different way of how to get the harvest done. They started going into caves. They started going into different places and finding different ways to produce their harvest and make sure that their harvest was not stolen and they didn't have anything for themselves. And what the Lord spoke to me and said that when it looks like God has forgotten you, and it looks like life has not given you what you thought, and it looks like you are under oppression. First of all, the Bible lets us understand that God has already broken the hand or broken the back of the oppressor. And the first thing when he did that was when Jesus won the victory for us on the cross and he got up. Because every place where the enemy came to oppress, Jesus broke that chain, broke and destroyed it. So anywhere where there's oppression that's coming in to try to oppress us or hold us hostage, God shows up on our behalf. And even when there's a season of trying, he does not allow that season to overtake us. He does not allow that season to be more than what we can bear. He does not let that season be more than what we can withstand. He knows how to allow the season to shape us and to make us and get what it needs out of us without destroying us. The children of Israel were in a place because of disobedience. They had walked away from the Lord, and they'd forgotten the commandments of God that he had told them. But in the process of them being oppressed or going through a process, they learn how to adapt, and they learn how to not allow that which came at them as a weapon to destroy them. When you're going through certain situations, God will allow you to go into prayer, go into thanksgiving, go into decreeing and declaring, go into a greater stand of faith as you're believing him for breakthrough, as you're believing him for an open door, an opportunity, as you're believing him for growth in ministry, or you're believing him for change in your family, in your marriage, in your house, or in your physical body. Whatever you're believing him for, God would allow you to go in and get what you need to stand by faith, to believe, to endure, and to continue to go. That's what the children of Israel did. They couldn't allow the oppression of the Midianites to stop them by starving them out. They found another way to produce what they needed and to hide it so that the oppressor could not steal it. During your process, you will learn how to go in so that the enemy can't steal your joy, steal your peace, steal the place of what you know God has called you to. He will allow you to go in by faith and increase so that you can produce the fruit of the Spirit, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God, the love of God, patience, whatever it is that God wants you to produce. You'll learn how to go in and adapt or dig in as they did, because the Bible lets us know that they begin to go in to the hillside and they begin to dig and go into caves. And produce their harvest. They learn how to do that. So you're going to learn in this process that God has not forgotten you, but he's going to let you adapt and make you produce in a different way what he needs to. And what I mean by God hasn't forgotten, when you go a little bit further in that sixth chapter, when the 11th verse of the sixth chapter, Gideon begins to talk. The angel of the Lord comes to him. The angel of the Lord has something to announce. The angel of the Lord has something, because God is getting ready to do a shift. God is getting ready to do a shift. And the oppression calls God to act. And I know that we don't understand that, but oppression called God to act. When we look in 1 Samuel, when we look at how Saul got into position, the children of Israel wanted a king. So because of what they wanted, it made God act and do something. Because of what they wanted, there are times that sometimes we don't understand what we're going through, but it's because of the act of someone else that God is getting us ready to put us in position for something else. It's because of what they've done or what they requested or what they've demanded that makes God act on our behalf, because he is our Father. He's going to do what he said. And so because of the oppression of the Midianites, God acts for the children of Israel, and he gets Gideon ready, and Gideon has been getting ready the whole time, but God has had to go back and let him understand that what he's been going through has not been because God himself has been unkind or has been unfaithful. It's because of the children of Israel's unfaithfulness to God. They're walking away. And so God lets him understand, because he tries to read God, so to speak, when he is addressed by the angel. And it says, the Lord said, he is with you and that you are a mighty man of valor. But then he goes and Gideon says this, he says, oh, my Lord, if God is with us, then why has all of this happened? And sometimes that's what we do. We question God about the things that are happening in society or happening in the world or happening in our lives or happening with someone we know. Why is all these things happening? And there are things that happen because of the signs of what Jesus spoke and prophesied about in the New Testament, about things, if we're talking about things on the outward, the worldliness, dealing with the world, then we understand that Jesus said these things have to happen because of when these things happen, I'm coming. So we understand that there's some things in society, in the world, and how things are working, they have to happen so that Jesus can come. So there are things that have to happen so that he can come, so he can take his bride away. So we understand that. So those things are going to occur because he already spoke it. When it comes to situations that we deal with, the Bible lets us understand that we're going to have oppression. We're going to have things that have come to try to steal from us, because we're in this world. We're not of this world. We have an enemy that comes after us. But God will deliver us from all of those things that come to try to oppress us, hold us back, and keep us under. He is our healer. He's our deliverer. He is our breakthrough. He is the one who speaks over us and has the last say so. So you have to understand that there are things that come to stretch us, to make us, to grow us, to make us press into faith, to cause us to see and recognize God, so that God can show us who he is on another level, so that we can experience him on another level. But all of it works together for good, and that's what you have to understand. It all works together for good. Gideon goes and he says all these things because he doesn't understand that all of it's going to work for good. And when he starts talking about the miracles of God, the things that the forefathers have experienced and they have not experienced, and he wants that, the angel lets him understand he's going to get it, because he says, oh, Lord, how can I save Israel? After God is letting him announce to him who he is, he says, how can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest of the tribes, of the Messiah, man, of the tribes that he's operating under. And when you understand that his tribe is the smallest, sometimes we go to God and we tell them the things that are insignificant to us. Saul did the same thing. He started talking about his tribe, started talking about the things that were that he understood to be, he was the smallest, he was the least. And so here we hear Gideon does the same thing. He talks about where he came from, and he's the least, and he's the smallest. And we go to God sometimes telling him what we know about ourselves or what the enemy has told us or what people have said to us. And God is saying, I see beyond that. I see who you are and what I've created you to be. I see you as a, as God spoke to him and said, a great man of valor. Because we don't see the spiritual side or the growth of us. We're only looking at the failure and the places where we're disappointing or the places that we don't have or the places that have not come together or the places where we're still struggling or the places where it's still so hard. And God is looking holistically of who we are in the spirit and how we are going to. He's going to use us to do something mighty. And the Midianites were the weapon that God used to take Gideon through a transformation and a process to be a great leader for the children of Israel. What is the process that God is using to take you through? Is it someone on your job that he's using for you to walk in love and forgiveness and compassion? Is it someone in your family that he's teaching you how to forgive and how to love and how to walk in the, in gentleness? What is it that he's using to get you ready to be used greatly as a servant of his to demonstrate and to show something that someone else needs or to be that great deliverance or that breakthrough? God uses everything in our life and nothing's going to be wasted. And that's what we have to understand. What we're going through is a process. And every process is to get us strengthened and get us ready and wise and understanding and wisdom so that we can go to the next level prepared to handle what it is, whatever it is on that level that God wants us to endure or go through or face. We're not going there unequipped. God never sends you unequipped for something that he has you to do. Now, we can go ourselves and be unequipped and not ready, but it will not be the Lord. That's why we have to allow him to lead us and guide us and listen to him for how we are going to go through things and what he says. Because anytime God is getting ready to do something in our life, he always announces it to us. He never lets us be unaware of what he's going to do. He'll tell you how much he loves you and what he's going to do and how he's going to use you. But he'll also tell you about the trouble that you're going to face. And we sometimes forget about the things that we're going to face, and all we are caught up in is how he's going to use us and where we're going. But the process to get to where we're going and how he's going to use us is the things that we're going to face. So Gideon had to do that. One of the things that he does is he tears down the altars of Baal. And so that lets me understand that God will sometimes say, what is it that is stopping you? What is it that you need to tear down? Is it fear? Is it disobedience? Is it sin in your life? Is it you being lazy? Whatever it is, or procrastinating in something I told you to do, tear that thing down so that I can get glory out of your life. Tear that down so that I can move you to the next place. Because it was when he tore down that place, that idol, that altar of Baal, that's when we see in the seventh chapter that God gets him ready for the 300 men. He gets him ready to win a great battle. So whenever we remove the stuff that God is not pleased with, whenever we remove the things that sit on the throne of our heart more than God, maybe it's you're worrying about your job, your career is your focus all the time. Maybe it's something else that's your focus all the time, and God is not. And he wants you to remove that out of the way, not saying forget about it, but saying put it in its proper space and put God as head of your life and his word and his will as head of your life. And when you do, he'll let you win a great victory and a great battle. He wants to wants you to know and wants you to understand that he should be first. He should be first, and as you acknowledge him in all your ways, you do it his way, he will cause great victories to happen in our life as we go through the process to the thing that he's called us to. I hope you enjoyed this segment. It's been a while that I've been on the air, but I'm back, and we're going to continue to do what the Lord says and empower and strengthen you in your process of there. Have a wonderful, great day, and we'll be able to give you more of an ongoing testimony of greatness as the Lord leads. Be blessed.